Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started today, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy it.
If you enjoy this type of content, we ask that you support it by joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description, but also up above in the video right now. This series is called Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together and we just talk about whatever on our minds lately. In the Disney spectrum, Star Wars, Marvel, all that good stuff out there. And you usually provide entertaining comments.
And you usually provide an argument.
Yes, that is fair to say that I like to argue. But I hope you don't understand, it's not that I like to argue, I just like to discuss.
You like to tell me I'm wrong.
No. I like to determine if you are right or if I am right, and thus find out the solution.
Who's the most right?
Well, how about this? I don't think we can be right or wrong on our choice of topic. So why don't you give us a preview of what you want to talk about today?
Well, if you came last week, you knew that I was doing a series. So this week it involves Hollywood Studios.
And mine is going to be related to a holiday that is very prevalent right around this time. By the time you're seeing this video, that holiday's passed, but it's a worthy topic. So it's been a couple of days since you're probably seeing this, but the holiday that just happened is Father's Day. So I thought it would be appropriate for us to just talk about and celebrate some of the Disney dads out there.
Is that why you're wearing that shirt?
Actually, I didn't even plan it this way, but yes, I don't know if you can see it fully on the camera, but it's my Goof Troop shirt, which Jessica is obsessed with.
I think it's hilarious. She
has walked around this house since I put it on and just said, yeah. In that voice too, as deep as she can. Do it one time for us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So Disney dads, I'm just gonna blow past with that, whatever that just was. Disney dads, really it's just kind of open-ended. If you want to talk about some of your favorites, some of your least favorites, just a celebration of Disney dads. And I've got a cheat sheet over here for
some
me.
Some that we should be glad or not dads, like Woody from Toy Story.
Okay, listen, listen. First of all, toys can't reproduce. Second of
all... But whatever Goofy is,
he's an animal. Animals reproduce.
He's not an animal. He wears clothes.
He's an animal.
I know that they say
Pete, this is a cat. These guys are cats. These are supposedly dogs.
They're supposed to be the cows.
No, there's this rumor out there that Goofy's somehow a cow because he dated Clarabelle Cow. We're not going to get into that.
Clarabelle Max's mom?
No. I don't think they've ever addressed who Max's mom... You want to talk about hijacking somebody's topic? You're doing it right now.
I'm doing it because you did it to me!
All right. So, how about this? You just throw out a Disney dad to me that, you know, is worth mentioning to you.
What's his name? The Sultan.
The Sultan.
Jasmine and Aladdin. You know, Jasmine's dad. What's
animated version or live action version?
Animated. What's his name?
Sultan.
Oh. Well, I liked him.
I think he technically gets a name in the live action version. I can't remember specifically, but
I don't know. But he was a good dad.
In what way?
He raised Jasmine all on his own.
He tried to force her into a marriage that she didn't want to be in.
But that's their culture. That's the thing that they did. Like, she had to marry somebody so that she could take the crown. Like, if she married Aladdin, she lost everything. Do you not remember the plot of the story?
I'm just asking for justification of why.
I'm just saying he wanted to make sure that his reign continued on with his daughter since he didn't have a son. And if she married the pipsqueak from the streets, it wasn't a guarantee.
So you think Aladdin's a pipsqueak?
From the streets, yes.
He battled Jafar, the giant...
Okay, but Jafar's not very strong. Jafar's just, like, mentally intelligent.
Did you see the man when he was a genie? Like, I mean, just muscles up here.
When he was a genie!
But still.
When he was a human, he sucked. He was, like, scrawny and ugh.
And what?
Ugh! He reminds me of Loki. He's gross.
Well, I'm shocked that you didn't... That's the first one that popped into your head. How about this? I'll throw one out that you should not want. Ego, the Living Planet, which was, you know... Chris Pratt. Oh, gosh, Kyle. Come on. Star-Lord's. Star-Lord's father.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Who played them?
Kurt
Russell.
Kurt Russell, yes. Kurt Russell.
I was going to say, married or, you know, betrothed to Goldie Hawn. I know they're not married, but they've been together.
That's how you got there to that one.
Yes.
But yes, he's like the worst dad ever. Because if you remember that storyline, he spawned all these children illegitimately just to see if he could use their power to make himself even more powerful. And so he killed all of them too. So literally the worst dad ever.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you on that.
And he, like, the worst thing is he like took Star-Lord and said, hey, this issue that you have in your life that you're real sensitive about, that you never had a dad to throw a football with, here, I'm going to form up a little football and we're going to toss it back and forth and have this sweet moment, make everybody go, wow, that's so cute.
But
it didn't happen. So what else?
Well, King Triton's kind of meh.
Actually, so some people will debate that The Little Mermaid is actually his movie, if you think about it. Because he's the one that actually kind of goes through a change in this movie. He starts out as not wanting his daughter to grow up.
Correct.
To...
Which is why I'm kind of like, meh.
I'm not saying he's a... I think that...
There's no Mufasa.
We'll get there. But yeah, I mean, I think he's got his story and that kind of stuff. Maybe when they do the live action movie, they'll kind of flesh that out a little bit more and make it a little bit more sound. But I mean, no offense to Ariel. I know she's one of your favorite characters, but
she's kind of a brat.
She's not a brat, but she's just kind of bland in the story, you know, like, cause she doesn't talk for half of it. And I mean, what do you do? Like,
it's not her fault. That's Ursula's fault.
No, it was her fault because she took the deal. She knew
because
the deal.
She knew. Anyway, this is about dads.
But that's why we're debating all these things. All right, you brought it up, Mufasa.
Yeah. I feel like Mufasa's kind of the epitome of great dads within Disney movies.
Probably. I mean, it's hard to top that one.
It is. And especially since he died so early in the movie, he didn't really have time to do something that made us all mad.
But also, I mean, but he still has a place and he still affects the rest of the plot too. Yep. I mean, he's the one that kind of, you know.
Everything the light touches.
Well, that was a little bit before this moment I was talking about. The moment where he returns to see, you know, Mufasa.
You mean Simba?
I'm sorry. Yes. Returns to see Simba.
Right in the fields.
Well, and it's what pushes him forward and reminds Simba of who he is. And that's what a dad, not the only thing that they're for, but their job is to guide us, to lead us, and remind us of who we are. So Mufasa, yes, is the epitome of a dad. Can I make another argument with you for who is actually... Well, I can't say that he's a good dad, but in some ways we could probably get a roundabout case. Do you have any idea who that might be?
Marlon?
Oh, that's a good dad, I think. I mean, he's don't you think? I mean, he's like...
He's neurotic, but he's a good dad.
Well, I mean, you're neurotic too, so...
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't be neurotic if I lost my child too, so.
And your wife at a young age.
Yeah,
that's... Or when you were first having children, you know? I mean, think about that.
And then Nemo's the only one that survived.
Exactly. And he's got a little messed up gimpy fin, you know?
Yeah,
it's kind of sad.
And he kept trying to touch the butt, so...
That's what you took away from that. All about the butts. What about this one? I'm going to make a case that he's actually, ultimately... Why are you already shaking your head?
I just know this is going to be stupid. Who is it?
Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker. So...
Hit me.
Okay, so what is the most important thing in the world for a dad? To protect the ones you love, right?
Right.
So while there is an argument to be made...
Okay, so you're saying that when Anakin became evil, he really was doing it to save Padme and his kids.
Well, no, that's not the route I was going to go, but that's a fair point as well. He had the right motives, but did the wrong way of doing it. But what he did ultimately at the end of episode 6, well, now that we know with 7, 8, and 9, that didn't really help all that much in the grand scheme of things, but he had ended the Empire, even though he was a part of it. He ended the Emperor. So he saved his son, even though he wanted to turn him evil. So in a roundabout way, he could be conceived as a great dad because he had his challenges, he had his problems, and he worked through them.
Okay.
You having problems going with me there?
I've got one.
Okay.
Because I can't even wrap my mind around that, so we're just going to have to...
I'm not saying it's the most foolproof thing. I'm just saying.
Iron Man.
Oh, Jessica Lynn, well done, well done.
Iron Man went from this narcissistic butthead.
He still is a narcissistic butthead.
He was, butthead?
But we're gonna let that go.
He was. But when he was around his little girl, he became no longer Iron Man and was just
Tony.
Dad.
Or Tony, yeah.
Yeah. He spent his time, when she said, I love you 3,000.
He goes, 3,000? My favorite line after that moment is he walks into Pepper and goes, not that it's a competition, but she loves me 3,000. Like, that was the best ever.
Because you can see it being an actual conversation between parents, you know? So, I think he was probably a really good dad.
Well,
and
I
the unfortunate
the
thing is that he died, but at least he died when he was still a really good dad, and he didn't die when he was a bad dad.
Have you noticed the pattern here? We've talked about a lot of dads that have died in the movies.
It's Disney! They kill off every dad! I mean, sheesh! If the dad's not dead, the mom's dead. That's why we don't have Ariel's mom. That's why we don't have Nemo's mom. Like, can we just have one family unit that is complete?
So I will make the case, same thing with Tony, though. I can kind of, the trajectory I was trying to go with Darth Vader, you could make the case for Tony as well, because in essence, he created Ultron, one of the world's greatest evils they ever faced. Because of his fears. And Darth Vader created himself and his embracing of the dark side because of his fear of losing his family and the ones that he loved.
That's fair.
So, while Tony is no
hero,
Darth Vader, no, he is a hero. The dude sacrificed his life. I'm just saying. I think that you could probably make that case as well. Tony's a much better example of that as someone who's flawed, but who rises to the occasion as a dad.
Yes.
And protects those that he loved.
Yes.
And made the ultimate sacrifice for everybody. Rapid fire, you got any other dads that just popped into your head? No, you can't use my cheat sheet. That's my cheat sheet.
Okay, well, I got a cheating one then.
Okay.
I've got an uncle that acts like a dad.
I will accept anyone that is a father figure.
Well, I mean, I think maybe these people have fathers, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have children of his own and embrace them like he was
his
own. Donald Duck. He did a really good job with Huey, Dewey, and
what
Louie.
Do you want? You must want something.
I'm just saying. Like, okay, so not to play the sympathy card, but you know, I grew up, my dad passed away when I was young.
Right.
And I had some uncles that really stepped in and, you know, acted like a father figure for us and took us to all those events and stuff. That's what Donald Duck did for his nephews, and I just think that's great.
I will throw out Mr. Incredible, and I'm going to drop the bomb.
Oh, Mr. Incredible's a freaking great dad!
Yeah, he became Mr. Mom, you know, in the
same. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, that's a great one. Okay.
A little begrudgingly, but he did it.
But he did it.
He did it and made it work. So here's my final one, my mic drop, and we're walking out of here. Ultimate Disney dad, Walt Disney.
So last week, Kyle, we discussed what rides in Magic Kingdom are not worth a wait.
And I'm still bitter about that.
I know you are.
Listen. Because you said some things that were so hurtful about certain rides.
I have opinions.
Opinions are still hurtful.
Okay.
And well, I have not gotten over that. So I just want you to know, going into this, that if you do this to me 2 weeks in a row,
I really think you're going to agree with me on this one.
I don't know about that.
I'm doing Hollywood Studios. And obviously there are not as many attractions and rides and thrilling things at Hollywood Studios as there are at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There are more big ticket rides like Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, you know.
It is like the more traditional theme park experience where you've got a ton of thrill rides.
Yes, the big thrills. So it was hard for me to come up with rides that are not worth the wait for me personally, because really we do almost everything every time we go.
Yeah.
Slinky Dog Dash. That's what I was looking for.
Is this what Slinky Dog Dash was?
Yeah, I couldn't.
I was thinking you were swimming or something like this.
Well,
like,
you know how you go the. Bloop, bloop,
bloop. So this is swimming. This is not swimming.
This is Slinky Dog. Anyway, so coming up with three things that are not worth the wait was really hard for me.
Okay.
Because even some of the things that traditionally people might say are not worth the wait, like Muppets 3D. It's one of my top faves. It's always going to be worth the wait for me.
So question again, I have to have parameters, you know, just that's just me.
Okay.
Are you saying not worth the wait? Like you wouldn't wait at all for this?
I would not wait an hour.
Okay. So that's what I'm operating.
60 minutes.
I would not, I'm operating off of that assumption.
60 minutes. I would not operate less than, I would not ride.
Mm-hmm.
or
you would not operate. Jessica just ceased to stop operating down at this point.
Pretty much. Okay, so number one for me, I think it's worth a 30-minute wait, but Alien Swirling Saucers. I don't think it's worth an hour wait. It's fun, but it's a really short attraction. It's kind of hokey, which is fine. It's in the kids area. It should be hokey, but you're
Toy
really...
Toy Story Land's the kids area?
Yeah. Alien Swirling Saucers, you're on the ride. The height requirement's like 24 inches.
Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about. You said it's in the kids area, and you're saying Toy Story Land's the kids area. Jessica, when we go to Disney, everybody's a kid.
Okay. That's not the part that we need to be debating. Would you wait 60 minutes for Alien Swirling Saucers?
So, okay. And if you just want me to quick answer that.
I do.
But I'm going to give you a reason.
That No! I said quick answer.
Quick answer is no. Okay, however, exactly. However, I will admit that like if we put, like, would you put this type of ride in the same category as like Magic Carpets at Aladdin?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's fair to this ride because it's more dynamic. It's got a little bit more going on. The queue's a little bit better. Like to me,
I love this ride. Don't get me wrong.
Is worth, so I almost feel bad putting it here because I acknowledge it
it's
is
not you. I put it there.
Well, I mean, I guess I kind of, there's not many choices out there, so I might exactly. have to go along with you on this one.
Okay, well, here's another one. I think you're gonna agree with this one.
Okay.
I would not wait 60 minutes for Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
When's the last time that we watched Voyage of the Little Mermaid?
A decade ago.
So I don't know that that's a fair assessment on your part.
This man! Can I just make one save without you arguing?
No, that's the whole point of this show.
No, I do not think. I would say the same thing in Animal Kingdom. And when I do Animal Kingdom next week or the week after, I'll say the same thing for Finding Nemo. It is
Whoa. Let's not make me mad early on here about this. Okay, we're keeping this in context.
I'm just saying, Little Mermaid for me is not worth the
wait. Why, though?
I'm just not going to sit for an hour and then sit through a 20-minute show.
So
basically, if you wait an hour for Little Mermaid, and then it's a 20 to 30-minute show, you've wasted an hour and a half of your day.
What if it is raining all day there? Is it worth the hour wait then?
No.
Why not? Because if everything else is getting drenched, and everything else is already backed up in line, so
no.
If everything's already backed up, like the
I'm
big stuff,
I'm still not doing it.
You're still not going to wait an hour for that.
Babe. We have been to Hollywood Studios every year for the last decade, mm-hmm. multiple times a year, and we never do Little Mermaid because it's not worth it for us.
It's worth it for me.
So then why have you never done it?
Because I keep getting told, no, I don't want to do that. Because
it's not worth it.
I think,
last one. You think what?
I think it is worth it.
Okay.
But in the right circumstances.
The last one Kyle's going to be upset about.
I do.
So
just...
I'm sorry.
No, don't.
This is one that I think it's worth it to do it once. And I think regardless of the wait, it's worth it to do it one time. For me, it's not worth it to go back every year and do it. Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think I was going to say? Star Tours?
Actually, I disagree with that too, but no, we'll get there in a second. Okay. Indiana Jones. Sorry, I was already blacking out anticipating.
The show is the same, which is fine.
To some degree.
It's pretty hokey.
I don't know that it's hokey.
It's extremely hokey.
What do you find
the whole,
is hokey?
Like, oh, let me pretend to kick this guy, and then he falls on his face, but it's just stunts, and, you know.
But they acknowledge that. That's how we make
these
movies.
Let's drive this fake airplane around, and it's just not my thing.
But I think you're missing the premise of the entire show. The premise is how they make the movies. It's how they make it look
real. That's why it's called Stunt Spectacular. I know.
So you're mocking
them
for what they say they are.
No, that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm saying it's worth seeing it one time. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's not worth seeing it multiple times because you've already seen the show. The show has not changed in over a decade. It's just not worth an hour-long wait.
So how many times on a trip would you wait to do it again if it was always an hour wait? Like, how many trips would it take? Like, let's just assume we went one time a year to Disney World, to Hollywood Studios.
I'd go every decade and see it.
Just once every 10 years if it was always an hour wait.
Yep.
You are eliminating so many things from your day. You have to learn sometimes that you have to sacrifice a little bit of time for efficiency. And sometimes those shows are the big thing to work in for that efficiency, especially you consider weather. If it's raining, if it is sweltering hot outside, You need to have a break from that. And it's something that can
entertain you. I think what
you're
failing to realize.
Yes.
Is this is eye to eye. This is an opinion-based
I'm still going to argue with
and
you.
And this is my opinion that it's not worth it.
How about this? Can I ask you this? Because these would be attractions. But it's like inside an attraction. So right. Star Wars Launch Bay. Yeah. Right? You've got, I think it's 3 meet and greets you can do now. Mm-hmm. So if you had to wait more than an hour for one of those meet and greets in there. So Darth Vader, mm-hmm. Chewbacca, or BB-8.
It's not Darth Vader, it was Kylo Ren.
Well, okay, so a villain. So, but let's just say Darth Vader, because that's more popular than Kylo Ren, right?
Okay.
So if you had to wait an hour for one of those three, no choice, who would you wait for?
Well, no choice, then I don't get a choice.
A choice in those three.
Okay, Chewie, duh.
Why Chewie?
Because he's hilarious. But this is not even my topic. What are you doing?
I'm trying to understand the mind of Jessica on this whole, like, is it worth the wait thing? And that kind of puts me in a certain context.
So back to my topic. My topic was things that I do not think are worth the wait at Hollywood Studios for an hour-long wait. Alien Swirling Saucers, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular if you've already done it. If you've never done Indiana Jones, do it one time. Other than that, those are my topics.
I'm shocked that you didn't put something in there.
What?
One Man's Dream, or it's called Walt Disney Presents now.
Oh, I don't even count that as a thing. I wouldn't wait 4 minutes for that.
Why do you hurt me? Like, why do you hate me so much?
Because...
Like, this is the man's legacy of why we're here.
And every time we walk through and look at the pictures, but I'm not going to watch a show about it.
Well,
that's okay.
In fairness, that's they rotate choice. In a lot of previews for the movies they have out now, and they don't always show the film, so...
Exactly.
That, I understand that part, but that walkthrough section
is
always worth it.
I agree. And it's not usually crowded. So there you go.
I'm surprised also you didn't put Muppets in there.
I love Muppets. That's a guarantee.
You would wait an hour for Muppets.
Sure would. I even said that.
And you wouldn't wait for the Indiana Jones stunt.
Sure would.
I just don't know if I can deal
with this. My opinion.
Those are our topics for this week on Disney Through Our Eyes. Now we got a couple of questions for you that we want to hear from you in the comments section below. For me, I want you to tell me, who is your favorite Disney dad out there? I would love to hear some creative answers on this too. I mean, obviously if it's Mufasa, if it's something like that, no judgment whatsoever. So share that, please. But I want to hear some creative answers out there for some of your favorite Disney dads.
And I want to hear which rides, attractions, things in Hollywood Studios are not worth a 60-minute wait for you.
Well, we didn't get into things because I could do some things. Make a case for anything.
Too late.
Waiting in a line at the front of the park? Who wants to do that?
You make us do it every time.
That's true. I guess I'm a hypocrite on that. So we want to hear from you about those questions in the comments section below. What else should I do?
Like I said, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video.
And if you want to check out more in this series, you can do so in the playlist that's available in the description, but also above in the video. Remember, this is also available in podcast form, just audio version if you want to do that. So that is on Apple, anywhere you can find that. That's all we have for you in this edition of Eye to Eye. Until we assemble again.
May the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.